Chapter 1. If Troy Callahan had ever been in a quieter locker room, he didn't know when. That included the year Troy played for the New York Rangers and they lost to the Washington Capitals in the division finals. The locker room might have been quiet, but there was at least the air of sweaty, tired athletes who'd left it all out on the ice, even if the result wasn't the one they wanted. The Asheville Ravens locker room, it was like a goddamn funeral scene in a silent movie. Troy took a moment to study the faces that stared back at him and wondered if he'd made the biggest mistake of his entire coaching career by agreeing to take this job. The Rangers offered him an assistant coaching position, and Troy turned it down to move to Asheville, North Carolina, and take over a team of bullies who no one liked, who either didn't like him or were so conditioned to hate their coach that they hadn't learned how to turn it off. They would have to learn. Troy exchanged a brief look with the Ravens' assistant coach, Brian Quinn, who stood quietly in the background. Quinn had been the assistant coach last season, too, but seemed perfectly happy to have Troy here to take over his shipwreck of a team. Or maybe, in keeping with the theme, it was less a shipwreck and more a bird with a broken wing and a missing eye. That was probably dead.
Look.
Troy started and decided on a whim to throw aside all the carefully constructed platitudes that his best friend and former teammate Gabriel Bowe, who also happened to be the Ravens' new GM, helped him come up with at dinner the night before. The team didn't need bullshit. It needed the truth.
I don't know everything that happened in this locker room last season, but I know enough to make my stomach hurt.
That got a few startled looks out of his stone-faced players.
And sure, a lot of those assholes who like to injure other players for fun aren't in this locker room anymore. But let's be clear about one thing. All that bullying, homophobic bullshit, it stops now, because I do not put up with it. You run your mouth off about any of that shit on my team, the only ice you'll be seeing will be in a fountain soda. If you're having problems scoring goals, letting in too many goals, or can't defend against a strong breeze, we can work on that. That gets you drills and conditioning exercises. And believe me, those aren't fun either. But being a homophobic asshole gets you a one-way ticket out of here. Because trust me, boys, there's a lot of guys who want to play, even for a team everyone hates, in a state where the government can't get its head out of its ass.
Excellent. Troy definitely had their attention.
And if you think I won't replace you, think again. Every single goddamn one of you is replaceable. And I don't care how many fucking goals you score or saves you make or what your goddamn plus minus is. Got it?
They were still quiet, but at least they nodded.
Good. Just keep in mind that the Troy Callahan sensitivity training seminar is a door hitting your ass on the way out and we'll get along fine. Now that we got that clear, I'm going to tell you kids a story about your former dickhead coach.
Troy crossed his arms over his chest.
I played with Dennis St. Savoy.
He couldn't quite keep the sneer out of his voice when he said that asshole's name.
For a few years when I was in the majors, I stopped playing a year before the Rangers won the Stanley Cup. And you want to know why? Because your former coach found out I was gay, blackmailed me about it, and told me to retire.
Why?
Who the fuck knows, really, but he thought the Rangers missing the playoffs the year before was my fucking fault for some goddamn stupid reason, so he wanted me gone. This was the mid-90s. There was no you-can-play project, and players didn't get suspended for using gay slurs.
Troy tried meeting a few players' eyes, but the only one who would even look up at him was the team captain, Xavier Matthews. And even Matthews looked away after a few seconds.
I was afraid, so I let that asshole bully me too. And that's ancient history, but when I found out he was pulling the same shit here, it made me fucking ballistic.
That's a fancy word for mad.
So yeah, I have a very personal reason for being here, and you can all bet your fucking collective asses I take this shit seriously. Got it?
They nodded, still silent.
Do any of you know how to fucking talk?
Matthews quietly cleared his throat. He also raised his hand tentatively, which made Troy want to bang his own head against some lockers until he blacked out.
Are you fucking kidding me, Matthews? It's not school. Put your hand down.
What is it?